I came down here for a reason. I came to watch you suffer, Druffer, and now you've got me so confused, I don't know whether it's raining or Tuesday. Well, I think it's Thursday, but last week was March, and my name's still Drover. I marched over to him and stickered my nose in his foes. Why do you keep saying that? I know your name. Do you need proof? Okay, here. Drover, 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 Drover.
What?
I know your name.
Then how come you keep calling me Dricker and Druffer?
He lowered his head and began to snucker. Sniffle, that is.
And I wish you wouldn't yell at me. You know I can't stand to be yelled at in the morning.
I'm not yelling, I yelled. And besides, it's not morning. Suddenly, I realized that nothing we were saying made any sense. I heaved a sigh and marched a few steps away, allowing the toxic vapors to clear from the wreckage of my mind. Drover, listen carefully.
Thanks for calling me Drover.
Shut up. Did you fulfill your quota of suffering or not? I must know.
What was the quota?
1 hour of sticker pain. He smiled through his tears.
Yep, I sure did. Are you proud of me?
I'll be prouder, Drowder, if you'll learn a lesson about the dangers of temptation. Temptation stalks all dogs, and we must be strong. He burst into tears. Ah, I've exposed something here. Do you want to tell me about it?
Yes! You called me Drowder.
You said I called you Dricker. Get your story straight. Dricker or Drowder, Drover? You can't have it both ways.
Help!
Before my very eyes, the runt crawled beneath his gunny sack, leaving nothing but his hiney exposed and sticking straight up in the air.
I'm so confused.
Come out of there.
No, I can't stand this anymore. I don't even know my own name.
Ah, there it is. You don't know your own name, but you're still trying to transfer the blame onto me. You're a sick dog, Drogger, and I'm not sure we can save you.
Help!
This is much worse than I thought. My mind was racing. Okay, try this. Take 2 aspens and go back to bed. One corner of the gunny sack lifted, and I saw an eye peering out at me.
We don't have any aspens. What about cottonwoods?
They're trees.
Oh, good. Thanks, Hank. I'm feeling better already.
I stood over him for a moment, looking down at this weird little guy we knew as Drover. Clearly, he had some pretty serious problems, but maybe our session had pulled him through the worst of it.